This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. State education statistics show Oakland Unified teachers get a yearly average of $55,000. That is well below the state average of $68,000. At the same time, another district in Alameda County, Pleasanton, has an average pay of $84,000 a year. I ran those numbers by Ryan Smith. He's executive director of the Education Trust West, which focuses on improving equity in public schools. I asked him, how common are these disparities in teacher pay?
So we see significant disparities in teachers' pay in the Bay Area. Oakland on average starts at about $44K for starting teachers. And if you compare that to a New Haven Unified, teachers generally start at $66,000. But when you look at the maximum salaries where Oakland Unified tops out at $72,000 on average, a New Haven Unified will top out at $108,000.
Which is Union City.
Which is, yes. Yes. So we do see disparities do exist. I will say that salary masks other forms of compensation. So there are some districts that provide benefits, and there's other districts that do not. Some districts actually provide more compensation for other types of jobs that teachers may do, extra duties, and other districts don't. So there's other types of compensation as well.
Right, because I was looking at that $101,000 for the New Haven Unified School District. That's the district my children go to. And so it was very interesting to see that high, high number. And I was really wondering about where that came from. Do you have any idea?
You know, I don't. I do know that districts also receive different types of revenue, particularly in areas where there is a parcel tax. And I'm not sure if New Haven has a parcel tax, but there are different amounts of parcel tax revenue across the state. And in 2010, 2011, parcel taxes generated about $800 per student in Alameda County districts that have passed them, $1,300 per pupil in Marin, and roughly $650 per pupil in San Francisco and San Mateo.
So I was wondering also if we really, so to speak, get down to the nitty-gritty, how do these disparities in teacher pay play out in the classroom, in the real educational experience for children?
I'll say this, that teachers in most districts across California are currently getting paid kind of according to a single salary schedule. Truthfully, what we see in lower performing schools and districts that teachers are often paid less dollars on average than higher performing districts. And currently we have no incentive program to provide highly effective teachers a way to come to low performing schools. And there's no differentiated compensation. There are no opportunities for leadership. And there's been examples across the country where we see districts that are actually providing opportunities for highly effective teachers to come to low performing schools. So if you take a look at a place like Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, the best teachers and leaders were encouraged to lead the district's most struggling schools and offered additional compensation for doing so. And then once that happened, teachers saw it as an honor to go to the lowest performing schools because they saw that it was an opportunity for them not only to grow, but not only to receive different compensation, but a recognition from their district that their art of teaching really mattered and what they were doing in the classroom really mattered. I believe when we look across California in places like Oakland or in Watts or places in rural parts of California like Fresno, we need to do everything possible to get teachers that have proven track records to teach students in low-performing communities that are majority Black, brown, and poor.
At its core, why is it important to address this issue?
I think it's important for a number of reasons. Number one, If we're ever going to close the achievement gap and opportunity gaps in this generation, the research shows that the most important thing is to get a highly effective, engaged teacher in the classroom. That's what we want. Mm. So it's important. Compensation is a big sign of how we value our teachers. It's a big sign of how we recognize the work that they're putting in. And if we don't do that for our lower performing schools and districts that have traditionally had a hard time really turning around their academic achievement, then we are telling a generation of students that they don't matter. And I think that's a problem. I think we can rally around teachers. We can get teachers the type of support that they need, the type of professional development that they need, so they can master their craft, and we can ask them to tackle the toughest issue that we currently have, in my opinion, in public policy, how to get students who are in challenging circumstances at a point where they have the option of choosing college or a rewarding career.
And are you optimistic that will happen?
Absolutely. I believe we're starting to see a difference in the way that we're talking about equity. I think local control funding formula shows that. I think we're seeing models across the state and within the state that are thinking differently about how we place teachers. And interestingly enough, we're going to have a number of teachers that retire due to the large population of baby boomers who are teaching. So we can get this right. We can think about recruitment differently. We can think about retention differently. We have the opportunity to really make great gains in the next couple of years.
That was Ryan Smith, Executive Director of Education Trust West. You can find links to their articles and studies at klw.org. Click Cross Currents.